Farmstead layouts. The size and shape of a farmstead depended on the terrain, type of settlement, wealth of its inhabitants, and the applicable law. In Olander villages, farmsteads had buildings connected in a straight line or were L or T shaped. The layout of these farmsteads is visible at the top of the board in color. The most common were homesteads constructed on a square plan with separately erected buildings. The layout is visible at the bottom of the board in color. Farmsteads were fenced. Also, pasture lands, marshy grounds, and ponds were separated with the use of fences. Borders of the properties were marked out by field margins. Farmers often walked around their properties along their borders. Frequently, they would do it with their entire families to teach the children where the border of the inherited land was. Farms often lasted unchanged for many years, passed down from generation to generation, usually to the eldest of the children. Old landowners were provided with dwelling and subsistence, including detailed specification of their benefits. After their death, their property was governed by a will. On the board, there is an original purchase contract of the real estate by the son from his parents from 1899.